Delighted to win, obviously. Start of the season, you want to win trophy, so great to win it. But these men put us up to it today. Did a game plan which stuck to very well. Made life difficult for us. We had a few chances that we'd like to take on another day, but kept going till the end. And thankfully, in extra time, we got the win.
As you said, they fairly put you up to it today. Was there ever a chance you thought it might have been in doubt?
Yeah, like when you look at the boys they have, like Seamus Ryder, Bruno, like front, like you know that if you switch off at once, they're going to punish you. Like, so it's important that we kept concentrated at the back, even though we'd lotted the ball, that we didn't switch off. But going forward, eventually, like the lads opened them up and thankfully got the two goals to get the trophy.
You came out relentlessly at the start of the extra time. What was said at the end of the game to push that?
Yeah, we were frustrated that we hadn't done it in 90 minutes with the chances we had, so we just kind of said keep doing what we've been doing and go and try and get the first goal and try and put it to bed, and thankfully we did, and we built on it then in the second period of extra time and done enough to get the win.
Brilliant. I'm just going to ask you about Ballina Mallard. Obviously you're in the Irish Cup final, strong Sligo contingent involved in that. What are your feelings on it?
Yeah, looking forward to that as well. The three lads from Sligo playing, obviously a bit of local interest, but they've been super. The lads have done really well to get to the final. You know, it's the first time the club have got that far. But we're not going up there to make up the numbers. We're going there with a game plan and we're going to try and win it, and if we do, it'll be great celebrations in Fermanagh.